Hi, I'm Mike Smith for filmbook.com, and this is my audio podcast review of The Walking Dead Season 5, Episode 8, Coda, written by Angela Kang and directed by Ernest Dickerson. So here's the thing about Coda, the mid-season finale of The Walking Dead Season 5. It's a mostly very good episode that is tense, exciting, and utilizes its characters well. However, while it was clear from the outset that the conflict wouldn't be resolved without bloodshed, I'm not quite sure it earns the ending it settles on. That ending being, of course, Beth being shot and killed by Officer Dawn. Even though we had a full episode devoted to Beth's time in the hospital, and we even got to see some more of it last week, the conflict between the two of them never seemed significant enough for this to be the episode's climactic moment. It plays as a generic, very shocking cable drama death scene, which has become a cliche on its own. It doesn't help that Beth's death is telegraphed earlier in the episode when Michonne tells Maggie that Beth is alive. Once they went to join the group, there was only one way this episode could go. To be fair, Emily Kinney does fine work in Beth's final hour. Christine Woods as Dawn never made for a particularly memorable villain, which is the larger issue. For my money, Bob's death a few episodes ago was much more effective. It was understated, poignant, and said something about the character. Beth's death feels like shock for the sake of shock, not because it was the natural progression of that character's arc. But, like I said at the beginning, the rest of this episode is pretty good. The episode's best scene is its first, where Rick chases down Lamson in a police car and executes him mercilessly. Rick's grown more and more heartless over the years, and I think that scene is perhaps the perfect example of it. I also think Noah is a promising addition to the cast, who will hopefully play a big role going forward. And that's that for the first half of The Walking Dead's fifth season. I still emphasize, this is a largely improved show. In fact, it's better than it's ever been. This season has been almost uniformly great. The aftermath of Beth's death should at least be an interesting starting point for the second half of this season, and I look forward to reviewing it with you, one episode at a time. Thank you for listening to The Walking Dead Podcast. I'm Mike Smith. If you're listening to this review via our podcast on iTunes, please subscribe to our podcast, rate it, and take a moment to give us a review. For more of my thoughts on The Walking Dead and other films and TV shows, check out my work at filmbook.com or follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/msmithfilmblog. Hope to see you soon, mindless zombies.